Today is the third Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the epistle of St. Peter. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in this time of visitation, for casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. The Gospel for the Mass today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he had found it, he lay it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. And coming home, called together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman having 10 drachmas, if she should lose one drachma, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the drachma which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Those are the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. During this month of June, we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart. In fact, the celebration was just on Friday, this past Friday. And the entire month of June is devoted to the Sacred Heart. The institution of the feast goes back a couple centuries, and it goes back to a time when people seemed to think that God didn't love them, or that the love of God began to become cold in the hearts of men. The problem in France was a problem of Jansenism, which was a very legalistic idea regarding things, which is not much different from what the scribes and the Pharisees are given account here in today's gospel. It's the tremendous love of God is a love that abides for each and every one of us. And he has this intense love for us, as evidenced by, of course, him coming to earth, taking flesh, becoming one with us, suffering and dying on the cross for our sins. It's a tremendous love that God has for man. It's in a certain way unexplainable how the infinite can have this great affection for the finite, for one of his creatures. But he does. It does. It's a true indication of the goodness of God. It's not owed to us in any way. It's something that is totally gratuitous or free on the part of God. And I think even today in this world, which is so caught up in the things of the day and the material sides of things and the desire for comfort and pleasure, they forget about it. God has a great love for our miseries, for our difficulties. And of course, when we go about the world, on the world, we see the afflictions of men. We see many people who are afflicted with all kinds of problems, with sins and vices that they've fallen into. And it's our Lord who wants to help. He wants to assist in these situations. You know, the confessional is one of the great manifestations of the love of God. People, of course, they say, why do I have to go to confession? Or it's kind of a drudgery to go to confession. Well, in fact, in truth, confession is a great manifestation of the mercy of God. We've offended the infinite goodness. We've offended God himself by our sins. And he's ready and willing to forgive us for what we've done. But of course, there's something very important about that, and it's something that we can't forget. It's good to go to confession, it's good to receive the sacraments, but we have to receive them in a way that's fruitful. And with this mercy that God wants to give to us, it requires a little something on our part. You know, what it requires on our part is that we repent. You know, it says, there should be more joy in heaven for the one sinner who does penance than the 99 who are just. He's doing penance for his sins. He's avoiding the sin. He's made up his mind. He has a purpose of amendment not to commit the sin again. And he also, not only will he avoid the sin, but he also avoids the occasions of sin. The people, places, and things that will bring him back into the sin again. And it's important that we realize that that does oblige us. We go to God to say we're sorry, and we have to mean it. We have to mean it. We have to work then to amend our lives, to do what God wants us to do. How sincere is one's expression of contrition, of the fact that they're sorry for their sins, if they don't want to change their ways? For us to be absolved, we have to be such that we're sorry for our sins, and we will take the necessary steps to try to avoid them in the future. Granted, of course, with venial sins, when I talk about venial sins, sometimes, you know, there are weaknesses man has. And of course, he, despite his best efforts, from time to time will fall into venial sin. But he has to try to do his best to avoid them, to avoid certainly all of the deliberate venial sins and, of course, all of the mortal sins. He wants us for himself. He wants us to draw ourselves to him. And of course, to draw ourselves to him, we have to be free from sin. And our Lord tries to draw us to himself by this means, and of course by the sacraments, by of course also the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, of the Blessed Sacrament, which he of course unites himself to us in a very special way, in a way which we could never imagine. We celebrated that a week ago with the Feast of Corpus Christi and the Solemnity, which was last Sunday. So we need to appreciate these things, the gifts of God, and we need to live our lives centered and focused on God and our Lord, who wants to be with us. You know, it was Father Matteo Balvi, who was an apostle of the Sacred Heart, who encouraged the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. Many of you have enthroned the Sacred Heart in your homes, which is a very good practice. He wrote a book that you probably should have read or should read in any event, Jesus, King of Love, where he speaks of this great love of our Lord. And even though countries and governments have separated themselves from God by their independence, by their anti-God constitutions, removed God from being the focus and center of the civil life, there's still Saint, still was Father Matteo, who wanted to at least have people enthrone the Sacred Heart in their homes, because in that regard, you're certainly capable of being able to do that. There's nothing stopping you, certainly, from that. And you are free to do that. That's within your realm of influence, of where you have control. And so many of you have done that, which is good, but you need to reinvigorate that sentiment that we have, and to make sure that we have our Lord as the Sacred Heart, as the focal point in our homes and in our daily lives. We need to live that kind of life, and we need to realize that that is something that we need to do. It's not just something that's a little devotion that we can do once in a while and forget about it. No, it needs to be part of our daily life. We have to realize that our Lord wants to be there with us day in and day out, and we need to be with Him. And so doing that, we certainly can have this life that our Lord wants, with Him as the focus and center. And we can work day by day to sanctify our souls and realize that it's by union with Him that we can save our souls. It's only by union with Him that we can save our souls. So let us have this great desire to be with our Lord, to please Him in all we do, to be faithful to Him in our daily lives. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.